Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says terrorism and foreign interference have further fueled tensions in the Middle East. In a meeting with Omani Minister responsible for foreign affairs, Yusuf bin Alawi, the President said that Iran welcomes any efforts that would help end conflicts and divisions in the region. He urged closer regional cooperation to ease the unrest and to fight terrorism. President Rouhani also called for an end to the Qatar crisis, saying that countries that have imposed the blockade on Doha will be the first losers of such policies. The Omani official in turn described Iran-Oman ties as very strong, friendly, and cordial. He further called for the settlement of regional conflicts and standoffs through diplomatic channels. Bin Alawi also met separately with the Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, who discussed bilateral and regional issues with him. Sir Abdullah Hosseini is a lecturer at Al Mustafa University, who joins us. So we have regional conflicts that the Iranian president said needs to be resolved diplomatically, and he made a reference to the Qatar crisis, of which the ones who started that crisis are going to be the main losers. What is your assessment of what Rouhani's statements mean?
Well, he's right in that sense that the losers are the first losers will be those who has put the sanctions against Qatar. While this is something which everyone in the region will lose, because the only one who benefits this is the American, who is trying to create a type of conflict in the region for them to be able to sell their weapons. Exactly what they, they said. They signed a deal of $110 billion with Saudi Arabia. And the next week after that, they have signed another deal with Qatar for $10-15 billion, and they say that's not enough. And I think even before the travel which Mr. Trump had to the region, he has asked the Qatar to buy more products from United States, but they said, this is what it's enough for us. So, however, for the American administration, and especially Mr. Trump, the Gulf, the Persian Gulf states are like milky cows, which they can milk to that extent, which they have milk, and after that, they will slaughter them and eat their meat. But however, so this unity in the region is not going to be in the benefit of Qatar or the benefit of Saudi Arabia or the benefit of any other country in the region. The only one who is actually benefiting from the differences that we have in the region is going to be the superpowers, the American administration, and it is time for the region governments to come to their senses and realize and understand that what they are asking from Qatar is something like impossible. And of course, that is what Mr. Rouhani has emphasized, that the situation which happened in the region and the sanctions which the four governments put against the Qataris it's first of all going to be they are going to be the first losers, and then the whole and then the Qatar, and then the whole region.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it, Sayed Abdullah Hosseini, lecturer at Al Mustafa University.